Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Overcome Fear of Needles from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the most from this download, please make sure that you're sitting comfortably somewhere where you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, just before you begin to enter a nicely relaxed, focused, and comfortable state of mind, I'm just going to say a few words about the fear of needles. Unlike many fears or phobias, which can seem to have no real reason behind them, it's easy to see why a fear of needles might develop. A painful injection as a child, or being around someone who was scared of needles, could easily have led to you developing this fear. And because the mind and body instinctively avoid any damage, it could be said that an injection goes against our very nature. However, some of humankind's most incredible breakthroughs in the field of medicine are centered around injections. Most importantly, inoculation injections can protect against the most terrible of diseases, and so it's in our interests to learn how to become reasonably comfortable around them. Because let's face it, no one loves injections. They're just not that sort of thing. But a fear that will stop us from getting potentially life-saving treatment is a fear that needs to be dealt with. In this session, you'll experience a highly comfortable and pleasant process that will enable you to become as comfortable as anyone else around needles and getting injections. Now, of course, a healthy respect for sharp objects is a good thing, but we also know that needles can save lives, so appropriate respect without unnecessary anxiety is healthier for us. Now, if you've had high anxiety around needles or when having an injection, you'll have noticed how focused your attention was in those times. You would have been absolutely in the moment. Maybe your unconscious mind has learned to feel fearful if you even remember or imagine having an injection. Take a moment now to think about the worst time with needles you can recall and see if that makes you feel a little bit anxious. Okay, now how did that feel? Maybe there was a little anxiety when you recalled that occasion. You can take another few seconds to cast around in your memory now to see if there was a worse memory. Good. What we're going to do now is to change the nature of this memory, the very worst memories, so that you can relax totally when reviewing them. This will be the first stage in the process of getting you nice and relaxed in these times. We're going to unhook, so to speak, the emotional response from the situation. This whole experience is completely relaxing, and so you can forget about those times, because it's going to be a comfortable and calming experience. So, find a comfortable and restful position. And you can start to relax very deeply now by just closing those eyes. And you can begin to think and imagine a very relaxing inner journey, like taking a stroll down to an incredibly beautiful and relaxing place, like a lake in a huge open forest, or the sea somewhere, or perhaps just a meadow on a country walk. You know, some places are just inherently relaxing. Something about them allows you to feel peaceful and calm. Some place where just being there lets you relax so deeply, whether it's the colors, or the shapes, or the sounds. And even the air and light of this place lets you rest gently. And as I count from 1 to 10, you can notice that you relax deeper with each count, down into an outside or an inside place that's just so calming in your mind. That's it. Just gently having the sense of relaxing comfortably with each further step. And 1 and 2. Really getting a sense of being more into your special peaceful place. Somewhere so secure and comfortable. And 3. That's it. And 4. And 5. Perhaps almost imagining the sensation of walking or strolling closer, with the air moving around you as you relax deeper. And 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. That's it. Really noticing what the elements of the place are that are just so relaxing. And you can relax more completely with each second. Each second that passes can allow you to feel more peaceful. And just notice the particles of your whole body as they relax right down completely. What it's like when every part of you is replenished with deep calm and peace, feeling so rested and comfortable, calm and peaceful, and a really tranquil, comfortable, and peaceful place has certain qualities to it. The light and surroundings, the general feel of your place in your mind, can be so wonderfully restful and calm. Really get a sense of resting so completely right now, in your friendly, wonderful, healthy, calming place. Now, you know what a blank TV screen looks like, do you not? What a DVD player looks like. And you can get a sense of whereabouts in your special place this TV can be, or this DVD player, perhaps magically floating somewhere, or resting to the side or in the air. And when you've noticed and got a sense of that, just get a sense of the shininess of the surface of the TV screen. That's it. Now, you've heard of the expression out-of-body experience, have you not? And on the count of three, I'd just like you to get a dreamlike sense of drifting out of yourself to one side, so that you'll be able to see yourself over there, watching the TV screen to the side. You'll be able to see another you over there, relaxing deeply, watching that TV screen to the side. And one, and two, and three. That's it. Just gently drifting out of yourself and settling gently to the side, so you can observe and just watch yourself over there watching TV. And you can see yourself from the side over there. And just the side of the screen. That's it. Now I'd like you to really notice just what it is that lets the you here know, the you over there in front of the screen, is so relaxed. It could be the way your face is, or the way your body's just so calm now. When you intuitively know that the you over there has relaxed deeply while watching in tremendous fast forward that old, out-of-date memory. That old, out-of-date video of that time with needles. That memory number one. Then you can nod your head to yourself, that's it. Confirming that the you over there has finished watching that old out-of-date time while relaxing deeply. Just intuitively get a sense that the you over there has been watching that old out-of-date video with a remote control at incredible fast forward. That's it. Now, after any time, there's always a time afterwards where everything goes back to normal again. It doesn't matter how someone was after the time, eventually the mind-body system returns to a proper balance. Eventually. And on the count of three, just drift into that old memory to the end of it, afterwards, when everything has calmed back down again. That's it. And one, and two, and three. Now, you know when you make a DVD go backwards and you can watch the actors going backwards very, very quickly, appearing to experience time backwards as you rewind the DVD. Well, it would be strange to experience being in a film going backwards. Going backwards through that memory, rewinding back through it very, very quickly, very rapidly. And on the count of three, you can experience this. Experiencing time backwards. Experiencing going through that memory from the end of it afterwards to before it even happened. In a matter of a few seconds, and on the count of three, and one, and two, and three, going back very rapidly through that time, flickering back through the experience, experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, very, very fast, that's it, very, very quickly, seeing everything but backwards, very, very quickly, now that's it, to before anything happened that day, very, very fast, experiencing that memory backwards, to before you'd even been there in the first place, that's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place in front of that TV screen. Now, you're going to notice what it's like, because you have remote control to get a sense of pressing fast forward and watching that old, out-of-date time on that screen in incredible fast-forward, as you continue to relax deeper and deeper. That's it. Just observing that time from the outside, and one, and two, and three. Watching that time very, very rapidly over there as you relax so calmly over here from the outside. Watch the whole time in such fast forward that the whole thing is just a matter of seconds. That's it. Like watching from a vast distance in time and space. And now just drifting back again to the end of the memory. The part where everything eventually calmed down again. That's it. Just getting a sense of that time. Drifting into the end of that memory in that TV screen. We're going to rewind back through that memory even quicker. And on the count of three. And one. And two, and three, going very rapidly back through that time, flickering backwards, experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, very, very quickly, experiencing that time backwards, very, very quickly, that's it, seeing everything backwards, very, very fast, that's it, to way before anything happened at all that day, rewinding through the experience, that's it, and when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place, in front of that TV screen. And this time, watching that old, out-of-date memory from the outside, with even more relaxation and calm, getting a sense of pressing fast forward again and watching that old, out-of-date time on that screen in incredible fast-forward. As you continue to relax deeper and deeper. That's it. And one. And two. And three. Watching that time very, very quickly over there as you relax so calmly from the outside. Watching the whole time in such fast forward that the whole thing's just a matter of seconds. Good. And for the last time, with this particular memory, and the quickest of all this time, just drifting in again, to the sense of after that time, when everything calmed down after that time, and this time, rewinding back through the memory even quicker, quickest of all, and on the count of three, and one, and two, And three, going back very rapidly through that time, experiencing time, flickering backwards, that's it. Experiencing the seconds and the minutes backwards, seeing everything backwards very, very quickly, that's it. To wait before anything at all happened that day, very, very fast, that's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place, in front of that TV screen. And this time, watching that out-of-date memory from the outside with even more relaxation and calm. And this time, as you watch that old memory on that TV screen, I want you to notice something reassuring about that time that you'd never noticed before. That's it. Just watching that time in fast forward. And one. And two. And three. Just watching that very, very quickly on that screen. That's good. Now you can allow that screen to go blank, along with that memory, and notice that you can relax deeply with that memory now. We are just processing that time through a different part of the mind, a more relaxed, detached, comfortable part of the mind. Just observing that memory from a distance. How it feels different to think about that time. That's it. And now, just get a sense of watching that TV screen again. And watching yourself in future scenes. Looking so calm and relaxed around needles or injections. In total peace with the experience. Seeing yourself calm and composed in all kinds of needle situations, that's it. And as you watch, notice that you can relax even deeper. It's such a pleasure to watch yourself in the future. Just so relaxed and composed in those times. Now just drift into that screen from the future and notice the reality of relaxing around needles and injections in a way you never knew before. Really notice what it's like now to drift into that screen in the future and experience dreamlike being so relaxed and composed, so calm in those situations. Notice that now. Good. Now you can just drift out of these future relaxing times. That's it. Knowing that you can repeat this process until you've dealt with all disturbing memories. And you can look forward to being surprised how differently you feel around needles And as I count back from 10 to 1, you can get the sense of drifting back through the screen and back to everyday awareness. That's it. And 10 and 9 and 8 and 7 and 6, becoming more alert and awake, and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2, and opening those eyes and coming back to the room. Good. Now, you can use this download to effectively treat every memory that you have a particular problem with. What we find is, usually treating the 3 worst memories will remove the fear from the situation completely. Then the best thing to do is to go into a situation where previously you would have felt less than comfortable and test out how it's worked. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.